From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. As General Motors begins to restructure under bankruptcy, the company is expressing what it calls 100% confidence in its Corvette line. GM says it will continue to make the iconic sports car. But as NPR's Tovia Smith reports, many Corvette drivers are deeply troubled by the state of the company that makes their beloved macho cars.
Ask a Corvette driver about the GM bankruptcy, and you might actually make a grown man shed a tear or two.
It hurts, you know. I hate to see it happen.
Terry Partridge is president of Massachusetts South Shore Corvette Club.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, welcome to Cruise Night here at Montponson Inn.
A group of guys joined together by their passion and lust for their vets.
I fell in love years ago, basically as a kid. And when you get older, you finally say, you know, before I die, I want to own a Corvette.
Steve Boyajian is the kind of customer who made GM the giant it once was, selling sports cars and dreams to drivers 17 or 70, like Terry Partridge.
It's the feeling you get when you're driving it. You never get old driving this thing. And that's mine, hot one.
Hot one.
Hot one.
With the flames on it.
With the flames on it.
These are guys with way more invested in their cars than the sticker price. John Zofchak says he souped up his vet with a custom paint job, vertical lift doors.
You know, transmission work, body work, brake work, shock work, suspension work. So I always do a little customizing to the car, so I'm a part of the car as well.
Who wouldn't want to see themselves in the iconic American hot rod? To guys like Boyajian, the Corvette was always the epitome of pride and power.
No question about it. It all comes from power. That's right. When you step on that thing can respond, smoke the tires, and shoot out of that hole. Oh, yeah, that's definitely something.
Across the lot, Zofchak shows off his sleek yellow 638-horsepower ZR1.
This car is so powerful, it requires my girlfriend to wear a sports bra.
No wonder so many of these guys are having a hard time seeing the once dominant GM, the maker of their ultimate American muscle car, now on its knees.
We can't let General Motors go. That's letting America go if you let General Motors go. I mean, it's a way of life.
Again, Boyajian and Paul Lesagor.
It's an American icon, General Motors. It's like unbelievable to think that, you know, we'd lose them. Forget about it. It's crazy.
Most folks here believe that GM will recover, but what saves the company might also spoil its appeal to folks like Zofchak.
You know, I certainly think that, you know, you're going to see a lot more smaller cars, more efficient cars being built. Is it what people want? No, but it's what they're going to be able to afford. That's the bottom line. You know?
But then people aren't going to have the same relationship with their
car. Absolutely not. It's going to be, a car is going to be nothing more than a piece of transportation. And maybe that's all it should be. Who knows?
It all leaves members of this Corvette club wondering what kind of car clubs their kids will join. As one put it, GM might become more like the Japanese. But 30 years from now, he says, who's going to want to collect Toyota Scions? Tovia Smith, NPR News.